Good morning. It's 11:07 here at News Radio 1580 WCCF and time for the Dr. Triana Show, brought to you by the Triana Center for Hormone Balance. This is a live medical talk show, and we certainly encourage you to participate. To do so, give us a call at 206-1580. That's 206-1580 or toll free at 888-441-1580. We'd love to hear from you this morning. And now, your host of the program, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. And yes, today we're live. Oh, my goodness. It's so nice and hot outside, right?
It is. It's nice. You know, it's the humidity is I think the humidity is the thing that people have trouble with. I know working outside in my other capacity, you know, it can be a cloudy day, but the humidity just really saps your energy, I think.
And remember, everyone out there, the heat, you need to hydrate. And yes, a beer or wine is not hydration. Alcohol actually makes you pass greater volumes of urine, so therefore you get dehydrated. So you need to really drink water. Water, all right, everyone? It's very warm if you work outside. And don't forget, you may need electrolytes. What is that? Sodium, potassium, you might need glucose also, such things that we found in like Gatorade, Powerade. So hydration is really the big key here.
A friend of mine was telling me there's another source of electrolytes that people don't think of, but coconut water.
Right.
It's become a very popular beverage.
But you need to drink water because it is really warm out there. So I hear that there's a hurricane formed out there.
Yes, there is. And you know something? I'm really good about this all the time, usually. But because of my schedule lately, I haven't kept tabs on it. But I'm going to start, today.
Remember we had Wayne Saladay? Oh, he was such a great guest.
And do you know Wayne is wonderful? Because if you're friends with him on Facebook, if you like his page or if you're friends with him, he is so good about posting on social media, on Facebook especially, updates and just behind the scenes of whether we need to worry about it, whether we don't. You know,
right.
He's great about that.
I also follow him on Facebook, and I think it's really great that he, you know, puts out there what we need to be worrying about. But at the same time, I thought he was a great guest on the radio show.
Fantastic. I love Wayne. He's just one of the best people I've ever known.
You know, I want to remind everyone, if you listen to the Dr. Triana Show, and let's say you miss a topic, or if you have a friend who says, guess what I heard on the Dr. Triana Show, you can go to TrianaPreventionCenter.com and you can see that all our shows are archived, which is wonderful. So if you miss a guest, which we've had some incredible guests, if you miss a certain topic that you're interested in, you can go there where you just click on radio shows, you scroll down, you see all the different shows from the beginning. How long? We've been doing this show over 4.5 years, I think.
Oh, it's been a really long time. Yes. I've been with you 2 years now.
And
at least.
I love doing the show. Everyone, you know, I run into people all over the town and I say, you know, everybody goes, oh, I listened to your show, or I caught your show the other day, and I said, oh, I just love doing the show, and they go, we can tell.
Well, I have a confession to make. I love the show so much, but during the show, I'm busy, you know, taking care of things.
Right.
So a lot of times what I'll do is I'll download it from your website or from here, and I'll put it on my iPod and listen while I'm working out or doing something and learn.
That's great.
And
that's
everyone
great.
Can do that.
Everyone, so you know, you can listen to our show. You can get tell them about the iHeartRadio app.
The iHeartRadio app is a wonderful way to listen to WCCF, you know, especially those that are maybe you're listening in Sarasota. Now, I was in Sarasota over the weekend listening to WCCF, and it's a little staticky up there. But if you can, you know, download the app right onto your smartphone, or if you're at your computer at work, I'm sure the boss isn't going to mind. Make sure you, you know, just go to WCCFAM.com. There is a link to our iHeartRadio page, too.
You know, everywhere I go, I give anywhere I go, even out of state, I give I give people my card, and I tell them about the iHeartRadio app, or you can listen to it on your computer, you know. So spread the word. Last night I went out to dinner, and I was actually at the Perfect Caper.
Oh, I love it.
And I saw some people there, and I said, listen to my show tomorrow from 11 to 12, the Dr. Triana show. I said, you missed last week's because we had Birds and the Bees and Sex After 50. And everyone there was obviously over 50, which was okay. It's great. And, you know, this weekend, I do a lot of reading and preparing for the show from different sources. And one of the biggest things they were talking about is that a lot of doctors do not feel comfortable even bringing up to their patients when they see them, asking them, how is their sexual life? They're either embarrassed or they don't want to ask, or they feel uncomfortable, or they're afraid that they might offend, or they don't really know the answers to questions that patients might ask. So there was a whole article I was reading about how doctors need to prepare, because more and more people, which we call them the baby boomers, you know, we're getting older, we're getting 50, 60, 70s. And yes, you know, people who are older, yes, but my goodness, they should be having sex and they should enjoy sex, whether with your partner or with yourself. So the biggest thing is the issues are not being brought up. And a lot of times, you know, actually the average doctor visit is only 8 minutes, which is really quick.
I was just thinking about that. You know, it takes longer to go through the drive-thru at a fast food place a lot of times.
I know. So, which we shouldn't be eating that much fast food, but that's okay. So one of the questions, and today I'm going to talk about, is that new, what's quote, the pink pill for women. So we're going to give you all the lowdown on that pink pill. Who's it for? Who should it be? What does it do? What are the side effects? But the going back to patients asking doctors questions about sex, because we know that as especially women, when they get older, they can get vaginal dryness, so sex is uncomfortable. Or men can have issues with erectile dysfunction or also decreased libido. And remember that also, all that can be affected. Number one, it's because of hormone deficiency, but also medicines that you might be on also will affect your sexual function. But before we start off on our show today, I want to do what body part am I? Okay, Zane, let's do the what body part am I?
All right. Everybody put your thinking caps on.
And, you know, give us a call at 206-1580. And if you have any questions, or even if it's not about the topic we're talking about today, please, please give us a call, or you can call us at 888-441-1580. So, what body part am I? Wow. I'm a gland found in your neck. I can affect your bones, your metabolism, even your cholesterol metabolism. If I don't work, you could go into a coma. You can even have swelling in your eyelids. You can have swelling in your legs. If I underwork, if I overwork, you can have a condition called atrial fibrillation, or you can have your eyes pop out and they can look like bugs. So I think this one's a pretty easy one for everyone. What body part am I? So it's very, very important that you can go ahead and give us the answer. So I wanted to tell everybody I'm really excited. I'm giving talks in the community. I gave a wonderful talk to the Kiwanis Club. And on August the 26th, I will be speaking at the YMCA at 11:30 in the morning at the Franz Ross YMCA Center. You go there, right?
Yes, I do. That's my home gym. That's where I love to be.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be speaking to the Silver Sneakers group, and I'm really excited because they've been advertising it there at the YMCA. I already have patients who told me they're going to go. And for those of you who missed the talk on birds and the bees and sex after 50, that's going to be the topic. So it's very, very important, and I'm really excited that I'm going to be speaking at the YMCA, and I'll be announcing other places where I'm going to be speaking. So I'm excited. I guess you could tell I like to talk, right?
It must be wonderful, though, to get the feedback, the positive feedback from your audiences after you've spoken. I mean, it must be really wonderful.
Oh, it is. It's wonderful. And it's, you know, and it's because I enjoy doing the show. And like I said, I do a lot of prep for it because I want to give the latest information to my radio audience. I get excited giving them the latest information and being on top of things. So, yes, it's fun. It's really fun. And a lot of times what I'll do is, like, I'll speak, like, on a topic. I'll go ahead and burn a CD, and I'll give patients in the office. I'll say, listen, like the other day, this lady was asking me a question about what are the best lubes to use, you know, when for sexual intercourse. So I gave her the CD on vaginal health. So, you know, I said, well, listen to my show. I spoke about it. You're going to enjoy it. It's very informative. And that's what I'm hearing. It's very informative. So if anybody out there wants to give us a call about what body part am I, it's a gland in your neck, and it's very important for your whole metabolism. I think this should be a pretty easy one. What do you think, Zane?
Don't say it. No, I won't. I promise.
Okay, so call us at 206-1580. So let's take a little break, and then we're going to talk about the new pink pill.
Another morning where you just drag yourself out of bed after hitting the snooze button 5 times. Now you're driving to work. It's like a zombie. That lack of energy and poor sleep every night is just one sign that your hormones may be out of whack. Time to get them back in balance with Bio-T. Both men and women need testosterone and suffer without it. And all you need is a quick little test. My testosterone was too low, my estrogen too high, and it meant that I was just foggy and irritable every day until I learned about Bio-T Medical. Bio-T is all natural. It's not synthetic. It's not those shots or messy creams that you hear a lot about. With Bio-T, all you need, 2-3 treatments a year, as opposed to painful shots that you're getting every week. Come out of the fog, feel youthful again, get that libido back up, feel happy, even maintain your weight loss.
Hi, this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Let me balance your hormones with Bio-T. Call me at 941-625-1990. For your appointment.
Okay, we're back at 11:20 here at News Radio 1580 WCCF, the Dr. Triana Show. Don't forget our phone number, especially for What Body Part Am I, 206-1580, or toll free at 888-441-1580. If you have a question or a comment or just want to talk to the doctor, give us a call. Phone lines are wide open. And now back to the show with Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Thank you, Zane. And welcome back, everyone. You know, I'm so excited about Bio-T. And I just the results that I see with my patients, because, you know, they're bioidentical hormone pellets that I insert under the skin under a local anesthetic. And patients are so happy. So happy. It's just spreading like wildfire. Patients are telling other people, and they're saying, like, I feel so good. This has really been a life changer. Hello, caller.
Yes, I believe it's thyroid gland.
Very good. Yay. Yeah. What's your name, caller?
Pardon me?
What's your name?
Oh, Gary.
Hi, Gary. Do you have any questions for us today?
Well, I know one.
If we can get you to turn your radio down just a bit.
Okay. The one that's low, what is that called?
Okay.
When your thyroid.
That's called hypothyroidism. Hypothyroidism is when the functioning of the thyroid is low. And when I see a patient, that's one of the tests that I check for is the function of the thyroid, doing blood tests. And when it's overactive, we call that hyper. Like, you know, you hear people say about kids that are hyperactive, they're overactive. Well, the word hyper means overactive. So that's hyperthyroidism. Do you have any other questions, Gary?
Well, the one that affects your mood, when would that be?
Well, they both can affect your mood, actually, overworking or underworking. But the most common is the underworking or hypothyroidism, and it can be associated with depression. And some people get very fatigued if it's if they're in their stages where they have periods, they might stop to have their periods. The skin can become dry. You can get swelling. You can lose your hair. So the thyroid function is very, very important.
Well, thank you very much. Now, is that a part of your procedure to find out the balance of your hormones? That would be one of them?
Yes, it is, Gary. It's very important. The thyroid is kind of like the captain of the ship. So, yes, we check your thyroid function levels. We check your testosterone, your estrogen levels. We even check your vitamin D levels. That's very, very important. So, yes, when I do a consultation on a patient and check them for their hormones, I look at the total person and including these other tests that I have just mentioned. So it is very important. So I appreciate your questions. You have any other?
Well, no, that's it for now. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. So, yes, it's very important. You know, one very important aspect when you do a consultation that I do for hormone balancing is I look, again, at the total patient, including what medicines they're taking, because the medicines that we take can affect our hormone levels. I look at what is their diet? Do they smoke? Do they overdrink? What their age is, what their weight is. All this plays into your hormone balancing, which to me is so fascinating because you have to look at the whole person, the person that walks in the door, which is wonderful. You want to understand why is it the way they feel. So, but we also do blood tests. And then when we come with a dosage to balance your hormones, that is based on all this information. So, you know, I tell patients, I'm only as good as the information I get. The more I know about you, the better I can take care of you. You know, that sounds pretty reasonable, though. Everything in life, the more information you have, the better decisions you can make.
Well, it's like a mechanic when you take your car in, he looks at every, you know, part of that car in a checklist. You know, if we would do it for our car, why wouldn't we do it for ourselves?
I know. A lot of people take better care of their cars than they do themselves. I don't know how many patients I see who unfortunately have very poor teeth. And I tell them, you need to see a dentist because bad teeth means bad heart. How many patients who will come in and they forget that they need to, for example, women, you need to have a mammogram. Have you had your colonoscopy over the age of 50? It's every 10 years. Do you know what your blood sugar is? You know, we have had many shows on know your numbers. Do you know what your blood sugar is? Do you know your pulse? Do you know the pulse is an indicator of your health? Do you know your blood pressure? What are your numbers? And I think that we should know and we should write it down, not just listen to someone say, oh, it's okay or it's good. We want to know what is the number. So what is your cholesterol? What is your good, the bad, and the ugly?
And
like
I remember,
the movie.
And I remember how you taught me 2 years ago. I remember a show from 2 years ago when you were talking about cholesterol. The way to remember it is HDL is the good cholesterol. Just remember H for healthy.
Right.
And L is the bad cholesterol. L is for lousy.
Yeah, L is for lousy. Just remember. So what is our goal? Our goal is to get the lousy less than 100. And if you're a diabetic, we want it less than 70. We know that we want your total less than 200. And if you have any risk factors, which we've talked about, what are your risk factors? For vascular disease, age, family, your cholesterol, your blood pressure, are you a diabetic or not? And at the Triana Prevention Center, we do advanced lipid testing to see, do you have inflammation in your arteries? Is there inflammation? Because that's what causes the whole problem. If you have elevated cholesterol, and then that cholesterol goes into the lining of your arteries, that's what forms plaque. So this is very important and causes inflammation. So, you know, I look at patients' hormones. I look at their cholesterol. I make a decision with the patient on what's the best course of action. Now, I am accepting new patients, but if you are only interested in seeing me to balance your hormones and you want to continue with your primary care physician, that's fine too. That's also available. You just call my office, 941-625-1990, and you say, I'm interested in a consultation to balance my hormones. It's pretty simple. You call my office, you get an appointment, we'll see you and see if getting your hormones balanced with BioT is the right thing for you. Now, I will tell you, this is the wave of the future, and I tell my patients. So the question is not why am I going to do it, but why am I not going to do it? Because the health benefits is so great. Plus, you feel better. You know, I mean, how many people out there want to have a little more energy, don't want to have vaginal dryness? I think the worst thing has to be also the night sweats. You know, we are now at a time in science where people used to think, you can live without sleep, just a little sleep. Well, do you know what happens when a woman has night sweats or a man has night sweats because they're hormone deficient? They don't sleep well. And if you don't sleep well, you're fatigued, you're more at risk for heart attack and stroke. And why should we throw a pill at you to sleep better when we know there's an easier, more natural way by balancing your hormones that you're going to be able to sleep better. You'll feel more rested. That is so important. I tell my patients, we're trying to heal you from the inside out. So, you know, this is the big buzz in the news this week. And as you know, I'm very open on the show in speaking about sex, that my patients should enjoy sex, about sex after 50. So now the big buzz is the, quote, female Viagra pill. It's called the pink pill. Well, first of all, let's bust that myth. It is not Viagra. It does not. It's a pill. It's called, it was just FDA approved. It's called Fibanserin. And the trade name is going to be marketed. It's called Addy. A-D-D-Y-I. Addy. And it is a pink pill. So it is not Viagra. Viagra functions in the lining of a man's blood vessels. To open up the blood vessels, the way I tell my patients is, you look at the penis as a hydraulic pump. What causes an erection? Well, first of all, you have to be stimulated, you have to be interested, and blood flows and causes an erection. So, Viagra works by dilating the blood vessels, letting the blood flow into the penis so that there can be an erection. That's the way Viagra works. And actually, it was first studied to be used for people who had vascular disease. So we know, and of course, it's called the blue pill, that that's the way Viagra works. Now, it isn't just Viagra. There is also in that category, Levitra, Cialis, we know, also work in the same way. So that is the way these medications work. So if you have erectile dysfunction, that may be helpful to you. But remember that the female pill does not work that way. It is not. In fact, what it does, it is indicated for a condition called generalized hypoactive sexual desire disorder. Wow, that's a long word, isn't it? A long couple of words together. But for short, it's called HSDD, hypoactive sexual desire disorder. This new medication, which, by the way, it's going to cost about $400 a month. That's the going rate so far, what my research has uncovered. And it's a pill that you take every day. So it's indicated for premenopausal women, not postmenopausal. Now, for you out there, I'm going to ask the question and I'll answer it. What qualifies a woman to be in menopause? Traditionally, the answer is 12 months of no more periods. Okay, that would be menopause. You can also go into menopause if you've had your ovaries removed, and that is called surgical menopause. So this medication works on the serotonin 1A receptor in the brain. So it works in your brain. It does not work on your blood vessels like Viagra. Remember we said Viagra helps your penis like a hydraulic pump. Now, this is the first drug of this class to be approved for sexual desire disorder in women. So that's really important. It is the first drug approved, and it's not indicated for men at this time. So it's a pill. They did a study with 2,400 women, and in a month, their desire increased to one more. This is the number, to 0.5 to 1 more sexual event in the month. Well, that doesn't sound like too much to me, but that's what happened. So they had increased desire and decreased distress with this medicine called Fibanserin, which is, as we said, is marketed as Addy. Now, it's very important to note how this, because of the way that it works in your brain, there are potential side effects. So it is a non-hormonal drug, which means that Addy works, or Fibanserin, works in the brain just like antidepressants or anti-anxiety drugs. Some of the more common ones like Prozac, Paxil, they work on receptors in your brain, Zoloft. So this is very important. It is indicated only in premenopausal women, not postmenopausal, and it is not indicated by the FDA for enhancing sexual performance in men. It works in the brain, and what it does is it's felt that it works so that you are able to have more sexual desire. So let me tell you what I think is going to help work in the brain for more sexual desire, which makes a big difference, and which I have seen helping so many patients, is BioT, bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. That is working from the inside out. So this is a medicine that you take. Now, how does it work in the brain? Well, we know that there's three main neurotransmitters. The neurotransmitters are dopamine, norepinephrine, and serotonin. So this new medication is thought that it raises the dopamine and norepinephrine. Now, and it may decrease serotonin a little bit. So this dosage also was given for patients at night. It's a pill that's given at night. And they recommend that, Again, what are the side effects? And that's really, really important that we look at what are the side effects with this medication. There are many drug interactions. So you cannot drink any alcohol with this medication. Because if you do, you can lower your blood pressure and even pass out. So we call that lowering your blood pressure and passing out. Well, that's pretty serious. You have to really be careful with that. So, and also if you have any problems with your liver, you cannot use this medication. It also has a very long list of other drugs that, and I'm not going to go through all the different drugs, but that can have drug-to-drug interactions. So this is very important. In fact, if the medicine is prescribed, patients are recommended to sign a paper committing that they, that saying that they will not drink any alcohol. Now, I don't know, that a lot of people out there like to have maybe a glass of wine with dinner or a cocktail. So if you're having this hypoactive sexual desire, which again is indicated for women before the menopause, which the average age for menopause is 51 years old in this country. So that would be the younger women. So if you're going to use this medication, you cannot drink alcohol. Very strongly recommend it. We're going to have more about this new medicine for women, but we're going to talk about more about sexual desire. Let's take a little break. Any questions, you can call me at 206-1580.
Okay, guys, listen up. You feel like a 70-year-old man in a 45-year-old body, can't work out like you used to. Maybe your testosterone is low. You know, testosterone is the dipstick of men's health. Levels decline after 30, accelerated by a variety of environmental chemicals that can convert the reduced testosterone you are producing to estrogen. That's the female hormone, and not good. You can change all that at the Triana Center for Hormone Balance. There, your hormones are measured, a thorough physical done, and a program to restore your hormone balance is laid out for you. Bioidentical hormone pellets are inserted beneath the skin every 4 to 5 months by a certified BioT physician. 15 minutes and you're on your way to feeling better, having more energy, improved muscle tone, and renewed interest in your sex partner. Yay! Still not convinced? Go to the BioT website. That is BioTEmedical.com. Then call 625-1990 for an appointment that will change your life.
Hi, this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Let me balance your hormones with BioT. Call me at 941-625-1990 for your appointment.
It's 11:39, coming up on 11:40 here at News Radio 1580 WCCF. You're listening to the Dr. Triana Show, brought to you by the Triana Center for Hormone Balance. Our phone line's wide open at 206-1580 or toll-free at 888-441-1580. Call us with any questions or comments. And now it's back to the show with Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
And don't be shy. Hi, this is Dr. Triana. Don't be shy if you have a question. Give us a call. You don't have to even say your name. All right? If you have questions, you know, we're talking about this new medication that was just FDA approved. It's called Addy for women with hypoactive sexual desire disorder, which means decreased libido. Now, you can't have decreased libido from any psychiatric problems. They don't recommend it for that. Or if you're having certain medications. You know, there's a lot of medications out there that actually can decrease your libido. And some of the medicines that are used for depression, anxiety can decrease your libido. Patients who have chemical imbalances such as diabetes, depression can also be associated with decreased libido. I think one of the biggest causes of decreased libido, number one, is self-esteem. That's one of the reasons, but really stress. You know, people get stressed and they don't make time for their partner or they don't make time for themselves. And they're like, oh, I'm too tired. I don't have time. Let's just go to sleep. Forget about sex, you know. And yet it should be the opposite. You should make the time, make a date, plan it out. You know, it's so wonderful. I'm such a romanticist. I just hopeless. I love watching those old movies. And, you know, they're standing there and they kiss and they finally get together at the end. Well, you know what? Why can't everybody have that? Well, you know, you can. If you are with somebody, remember we talked about those little things you can do. You kiss, you touch, you hold each other. You can spoon. You know, remember we talked about spooning. You know, acknowledge that other person when you walk into the room, when you leave the room. It's so important. Don't you think so?
Yes, we're human beings, and that's one part of the equation. You always talk about the orchestra.
Yes, your orchestra of hormones is so important. And we look at that when we do the hormone balancing and bio-T. You know, and I tell patients, look, I'm not giving you a medicine to help you. I'm giving you what you don't have enough of. You're hormone deficient. It's the same exact chemical that your body's not producing enough of. And it's so, I mean, I just find it so interesting that women go, oh my gosh, I need testosterone. Well, yes, your ovaries make testosterone. Your ovaries make estrogen. Now, and you have the adrenal glands can make some too, but not as much. So, you know, when I start explaining all the details, and, you know, it's so fascinating how everything works together, how everything is balanced, and how as that when we age, why should we not try to balance our hormones to a younger age so that we can feel better, so we can have more energy, so our brains can work better? You know, I think that's very important. So going back to this pill, fibrinogen, which is called Addy, you know, I know that there is probably going to be some patients who want to try this medication, but maybe they need to look at what is causing their decreased libido. Could it be their medications? You know, I tell my patients, I'm not here to throw pills at you. I'm here to get to the root cause. What is causing your problem? What is it we can do that we can fix or help your problem? All right, we already know right off the bat, if you smoke 2 packs a day, what are you doing? You're increasing inflammation in your body. And guess what that's going to do? That's going to affect your hormones. What are we going to do if your thyroid is not working well? Well, that's going to affect your whole body, even your brain. You have receptors all in every cell for your thyroid hormone, for your estrogen, testosterone, for cortisol. So why don't we look first, what is the root cause of the problem? So what if you're stressed? What if you're someone who's young and you have a family and you don't take time with your spouse to have a date night? Or what happens to those people who feel that if I have a few cocktails a night, that's going to wake up the desire? Wrong. Alcohol actually comes to a point where it decreases the desire for sex, and alcohol will decrease the function, especially with men who want to have intercourse. So why would you want to take something that's not going to help you? Correct?
That's right. I like to think of this as almost like anyone who plays darts out there, there's a big dartboard and people are throwing darts and all the darts are landing on the outer edges. But, you know, to hit that bullseye, you know, to get the hormone balance, you know, they all these things like alcohol and supplements and the latest pill for sexual, you know, problems or whatever.
Like Addy, the new medicine for women.
Right.
Well, really, we should look at what is causing the problem first. You know, I think it is wonderful that, you know, science progresses. But what we do with bio-T is we're looking at you. What is the core? What is the inside? Let's try to heal you from the inside out. Why not, first of all, work on your diet, work on healthy lifestyle habits, work on exercising, work on finding out what are your hormone levels in your body. Now, that is very important. Finding out how many patients I will have who come to me as a new patient, never had any blood work done for years, and go, well, I feel good. I go, okay, I'm glad you feel good. But you know, sometimes our bodies adapt to not feeling good, even though we think we feel good. So they come in, we get a blood test, and their blood sugars are 200. Oh my gosh, that's sky high. Or the blood pressure is sky high. And patients say, well, geez, I don't feel my blood pressure is high. Well, of course, that's why it's called the silent disease. You don't feel your blood pressure high until, unfortunately, you get a stroke. You don't feel that you are about to have a heart attack until you have the heart attack. Remember, 50% of people, their first symptom who have vascular disease is a heart attack. 50%, that's their first symptom. They don't realize that they have vascular, cardiac, vascular disease, atherosclerosis. So why are we waiting for these big events? Why not look back, and why not look at what is your body doing? Look at your blood sugar. Okay, what did you know? And I've said this many times before. Once you're diagnosed as a diabetic, you've been 10 to 15 years, your pancreas has not been working well. 10 to 15 years. So that means that we can try to prevent 10 to 15 years earlier getting diabetes. So going back to this new medication, if you do have decrease libido or decreased sexual desire, and you know that affects men and women, you need to be fully evaluated. Find out. Come and see me, and I can go ahead and we can talk about what medicines you're on, what's your lifestyle, we'll check your hormone levels. All this is very, very important. I don't feel that everything can be solved with a pill. And I don't feel that everything can be solved by putting your head, in fact, nothing can be solved by putting your head in the sand. We're too far advanced. We have too much information that we can do to help our patients. And bring it up to your doctor. Say, you know, I remember when I first started practicing, a lot of men used to say, well, you know, I don't want to take any blood pressure pills because now I'm not going to be able to have sex. I said, not necessarily. Maybe what one pill works for you may not work, may not affect your sexual desire or your sexual function. Besides, what are other things we can do to help lower your blood pressure? We could cut back the salt in your diet. We can watch your fat intake and decrease that. You can lose some weight. You can start to walk. All these things can help lower your blood pressure. And maybe you don't need any medication. But if you do, and even though you've done everything correctly and you may need medication, well, there are medicines that we can use that will not affect your sexual function. Let's go back to the beginning. We are all humans. We all want to have somebody who will love us. We want to care for somebody. We are humans and we want to have those feelings. So if you are over 50, over 60, over 70, it doesn't matter. An intimate life should be a forever life. Let's say that again. An intimate life should be a forever life. So don't feel that because you are older that now you are no longer going to be a sexual being. That is wrong. We are all humans and we like to express ourselves. So do not feel that just because, you know, you're over 50, over 60, over 70, over 80. I have patients who are in their 90s who have a very good sexual life. Now, there was an article, again, we talked about this, about seniors, and they did a study in England, and they found that the people, the couples and the people who were older, who were still enjoying a good sexual life, first of all, did live longer, And guess what? They were happier. They were happier in their relationships. They were happier with their lives. So we've been talking about this new pill. We know that you have to be careful with it. You cannot drink alcohol. You cannot have any type of liver type of function, dysfunction, and it has a strong interaction with other medications. Bottom line is, if you have these issues, please ask for help. Please talk to your doctor. If you feel uncomfortable speaking to your doctor, or you feel you're not getting the answers that you think are going to help you, seek out someone who can. And I can tell you, I deal with these issues day in and day out. And I'm so happy that with balancing my patients' hormones, you know, it's the most beautiful thing to have a couple come in and they're giggling and they wink at each other or they're holding hands. I mean, really, to me, it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful.
It's what life is all about.
Yes. So, and when I see even, I went on a trip and I saw this older couple and they were exchanging little kisses every now and then on the airplane. They were holding hands. Isn't that beautiful? And I would say they were at least in their 80s. Isn't that wonderful? You know, you spend, some people, whether you spend 20 years, 2 years, 50 years with the other person, that person, you're there with them for a reason, because you want to rekindle that love, that interest. You want to remember how important life is. And this is part of your life. So one of the ways to do this is to balance your hormones. If you're not a candidate for that, there's so much that can be done to help patients enjoy and have an intimate life. And if you're by yourself and you don't have a partner at the moment, there is, and we've discussed about this before, you can pleasure yourself. So remember this, it's very important. So though the FDA has approved a pill for hypoactive sexual desire disorder, which, by the way, for years we know one of the treatments has been women treating them with testosterone. Because testosterone is a very important part of a woman's hormones. We've spoken before. Men and women have the same hormones, just a different balance, a different level. So we women also need testosterone, and that affects our desires. It affects our bones. It helps our bones. It helps our brain. And we need estrogen too, because your ovaries were producing it before you went in the menopause. And even after the menopause, if you have your ovaries, you're still going to produce some testosterone, albeit not as much as before. But yes. And then what happens is, as women get past the menopause, they may not have enough testosterone, and that balance is thrown totally out of whack, the balance of estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. And again, like our caller did today, we look at your thyroid. And that's why I said, you know, what body part am I? I look at your thyroid hormones. What is your levels? Is it working or not? Is it overworking, underworking? Remember, too, when we talked about osteoporosis? Well, there's four little glands inside the thyroid called the parathyroid gland, and these are very important for your calcium and phosphorus metabolism, which affects your bones. Wow, isn't science so interesting? I'm totally excited by it.
When you look at how intricate the human body is, it's just astounding, really.
It is. And one of my goals, again, of doing the radio show, is to help patients feel comfortable in understanding their bodies, in asking questions of their doctors, or just looking it up. You know, I call it the good and the bad of the internet. Know where you're getting your resources. Know if you're going to do research. For example, where are you getting your research about your information? know that they're respected websites. You know, actually, anybody can put anything on the internet, but go to the respected websites such as the NIH, Mayo Clinic. You can go to BioT has a great website. BioT, you can go to Johns Hopkins. You know, there's so many different very well-known websites from the very famous places. So look at where you're going to get your information. Ask your doctor. If don't feel uncomfortable and say, you know, ask your doctor, I feel that I need some help. I'm not interested in sex anymore. You can talk about your libido, talk about what's not functioning or what makes you uncomfortable. And if your doctor doesn't want to answer your questions, then seek out one who will. Because if you don't ask, how are you going to get an answer? So that is a very important part of my job also is to ask my patients different questions to see how their life is. So as you can see, this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. I'm very happy to be here today. We gave you lots of good information. Tune in every Friday from 11:05 to 12 at the Dr. Triana Show. Go to my website, TrianaPreventionCenter.com. And I want you to go there. And if you have questions, you can also email me at AskDrTriana@TrianaPreventionCenter.com. I'm here to help you. I love telling my patients, I'm here for you. I love running into them in the community and getting big hugs. Everyone is so sweet. And everyone knows that I am here for my patients. But I'm also here for you to answer your questions if you have any. So, thank you very much. This is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Give us a ring when you can. Stay healthy and God bless.
WCCF, Punta Gorda, Port Charlotte, coming to you from